This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Wednesday. Tomorrow at this time, moonshine will be available. Tailgate moonshine, the next batch. And we'll give you the details tomorrow morning on how you can order, and make sure you get in early, because it usually goes in less than 45 minutes. But we'll let you know about the next batch. It's Salted Caramel Tailgate Moonshine, courtesy of the Dan Patrick Show. Stat of the day brought to you by, as always, Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Jalen Carter has left the combine. He is the Georgia defensive lineman, and there was an arrest warrant out for him. And this was about an hour ago. He was supposed to speak to the media at the combine at about 10:30 Eastern, and was a no-show, has left the combine. I don't know if these are misdemeanor charges, but he reportedly was involved in some racing, street racing, reckless driving. Don't know what his blood alcohol content was, but the other person in the street racing who died had a blood alcohol level of 0.197, but there was nothing with Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter did meet with teams yesterday at the combine, and I don't know if any of those teams knew what was happening here. I don't know how it will impact his draft status, but he's expected to be perhaps the first defensive player off the board. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Poll question for the final hour. Seton O'Connor is going to be what?
Dan, let me update you from hour two. Okay. We had up there if people thought that the push play should be removed from the game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And right now, 52% say no.
Okay.
Pretty close, though.
I'm surprised it's that close.
Yeah, me too. I'm surprised it split like that.
Well, they may not like the Eagles and the fact that the Eagles were really successful at it. But if your team was really good at it, you'd be like, oh, we should be able to keep that, right? All I know is Tom Brady, it felt like, converted every fourth down with a quarterback sneak, and he didn't need to be pushed. Felt like his success rate was unbelievable. It feels like it's unfair or it's illegal, but just the look of it and how they move the opposition. I mean, that's the best offensive line in football. You start there, and then Jalen Hurts, and then being pushed from behind, you're going to be able to convert just about every fourth down. And the competition committee is going to look at this. I guess I'm rooting that it stays because they're just playing football. They found a loophole, but the NFL doesn't like when you find a loophole. They like to close those loopholes. Got to make it fair for everybody. All right, how about you get a great offensive line? Then you can do it. Here was something I found interesting. Who will take Bijan Robinson? He's the Texas running back. The favorites to take this running back, according to DraftKings, anybody want to guess? In today's NFL, you know, what is your running back? Who is your running back? What are his strengths? It feels like anybody who wants to play the position now knows they have to be a very good wide receiver. You got to start with, hey, I can run. Can you catch? Can you block? Bijan Robinson got a top five grade by some evaluators there. This team, not a big favorite, but a pretty good favorite to land Bijan Robinson. Who wants to guess? Seton O'Connor, you start first.
You've been saying the Bills all morning long.
All right.
But I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, third on the list.
Yeah.
Third on the list. Because why not have Tony Pollard and Zeke Elliott and Bijan Robinson? No, I think Zeke Elliott, see ya. See ya. See ya. They should have said that a few years ago. See ya. Who's next? Where does Bijan, Paul?
Baltimore Ravens?
No. Oh, they're on the list. Okay. Cowboys are third. Ravens are fifth. Fritzy?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville is not on the list. Marv?
The Dolphins?
Dolphins, not on the list. If you would have guessed the Philadelphia Eagles, you would be correct.
Wow.
So the best running team in football. And I thought, wow, okay. Then it's Buffalo Bills, who I thought would be the favorites. Then the Cowboys, Falcons, Ravens, Kansas City Chiefs are on there as well. But just some combine news there. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Magic Johnson will join us. Let's see. I was talking about the Joker's winning percentage. When he has a triple-double, the Nuggets are 82-18. The top six winning percentages in games recording a triple-double, it's the Joker winning 82% of his games, Magic Johnson at 78%, LeBron 76, Russell Westbrook 73, Oscar Robertson 72, Jason Kidd 71%.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
By the way, the Bucks won their 15th consecutive game. They went perfect in the month of February. They went undefeated.
Yeah,
that's about the reaction you're going to get around the national media. Hey. Yes, Marv. Yeah, no, it'd be like this. Yay. Hey, how long is LeBron going to be out? Yay. Hey, Kyrie and Luka, that's not working out. Yes, Marv.
Russell Westbrook, 0-3 since joining the Clippers.
Yeah. Well.
Isn't it a huge difference between playing for the Clippers and the Lakers? Not even a peep about Russ.
Yeah, people don't care. And they have these metrics. And all the networks do. And they look at what people want to hear about. And they want to hear about LeBron. They want to hear about the Lakers. They want to hear about Aaron Rodgers. It's you know, there's three or four topics that these shows will always hit on. No matter what, even if there's no, like the Cowboys. Cowboys haven't done anything 30 years, but you're always going to hear about the Cowboys because there's so many Cowboy fans. That's how, you know, sports radio, sports shows are programmed, that you do research and then you have bullet points. And we don't have that, and I would not want that because I don't want somebody to dictate, hey, you got to talk about this. And the shows that do it, more power to you. Probably have more viewers or listeners. But there's so many sport, like Caitlin Clark, having her on, and she deserves to have some more national recognition. I think she's the best shooter in college basketball. Men or women?
That's not think. I think that's a fact.
Yeah. And she's been a wonderful player, and you know, I don't know if she's going to get player of the year, but you know, she's fun to watch. But you know, if we keep hitting on the same stories over and over and over, you know, after a while, you just get numb to it. At least I do. But look, you're the consumer, and if you want more of that, then I would certainly listen to you. But I think you've trusted us, me, through these years, that we're going to give you what we think is legitimate content, not how do I work Dak Prescott into the show today? Because I'm not interested in that. Now, when it does come to the Cowboys and Zeke Elliott, and maybe they take Bijan Robinson, now I'm interested. Now, okay, all right, you're going to have another running back situation here. Then I'm interested in that. But for the, you know, the other stuff, unless it really impacts what's going on playing-wise, other teams, then, you know, we kind of shy away from those things. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, you know, you probably think, we don't get enough national coverage. We're a great team. That the problem with the Milwaukee Bucks is all they are is really good at basketball. They've got a great superstar who does the right thing, never gets in trouble, and all the stories about them are positive. Enjoy it. It doesn't, you know, they don't have issues. There's no issues with Milwaukee Bucks. They play really good basketball, and they seem to be really, really good ass dudes. So that doesn't, there's no angles for them except for greatness.
Yeah.
And enjoy that if you're a Bucks fan.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the Cowboys. You don't want to be a team that gets picked apart because they underachieve.
But you do want to be relevant. That's what sports is all about now. Being relevant, people talk about you. And even when you're good, that doesn't mean that people, you know, why do we talk about the Memphis Grizzlies? Because they act like, you know, spoiled little brats. They haven't won anything. But they act like they're the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, they beat the Lakers without LeBron. Like, you can't, like, puff your chest when you do that. And but they do. And I'm waiting for them to win something. And then if you want to talk, go ahead. But, you know, teams that we focus in on, why? Because they have somebody who moves the needle, as we like to say in the business. All right. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partners. Download the app, and you can watch for free. Our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Rick in Charleston leads us off this hour. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. What's happening?
Hey.
I just wanted to revisit that pesky faster-than-the-speeding-bullet play that Fritzy was bringing up earlier. And I didn't know if the NFL was also going to frown upon flying up near the goalpost to block the kicks or using X-ray vision in the huddles.
Mm, okay.
All valid points.
Rick taking a shot at you, Fritzy. Because Fritzy wanted to know if, you know, they would outlaw somebody on the kicking team if they were kicking a field goal and they were able to run down during the kick and then knock it over the goalpost if it wasn't going to make it.
I got a tweet. What about someone climbing on someone's shoulders if the ball is being thrown too
that.
Far?
You can't do that. Can't do
faster
that.
Than a speeding bullet play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the new play.
No, they're taking a shot at you,
Fritzy.
Okay. And once again, Fritzy graduated second in his class of 600 in high school. How
just
the hell
to show
did
you.
That happen?
There's a big difference between book smarts and street smarts.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Michael in Fort Wayne. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Shout out to Penny. My dogs love the Bang biscuits.
Oh, great.
One question for you. But first, a phrase I'd like to submit for removal from our combine vernacular on behalf of all white men out there. Sneaky athletic.
Ooh, right on cue. By the way, we have a sneaky athletic t-shirt there if you go to danpatrick.com.
It's doing very well.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And anybody can wear sneaky athletic. Even Marvin can wear sneaky athletic. What else do you have for me, Michael?
Sure. So one question. Since the NCAA tournament expanded in 85, 24 of the 37 champions have been one seeds. If the tournament were seeded today, Joe Lunardi has the one seeds as Alabama, Houston, Kansas, Purdue. This year, are you taking a one seed or the field?
I haven't done enough research on it, but I would probably, given what I've watched with college basketball, it feels like those teams, although Purdue has fallen on hard times here recently, lost a couple of games. But, you know, sometimes those are good losses. Yes, Eden.
My Final Four almost always comes down to 2-1 seeds, a 2, and a 3. Almost every year, that's exactly what it is.
Okay. All right. Because there's always going to be a surprise. May not be a 6 seed, but you get that top 4 seeds, then maybe you get a surprise there. But usually you get a couple of blue bloods in there as well. Barry in Santa Fe. Hi, Barry. Welcome back.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. I have two show phrases that should be permanently retired.
Okay.
One, here's Fritzy with mock headlines. Number two, here's Fritzy with limericks.
Wow. Thank you, Barry. Feels like they have been retired.
They kind of have. I've been piling on a little bit today.
I know. I like your limericks. I do.
They were reassigned a while back.
Yeah, they were. Fine. Yeah.
They're relegated.
Yeah, you got relegated to the newsletter. By the way, sign up for the newsletter. Got some great things. That's where you'll find the gold on the newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com and sign up. Poor Todd.
Back-to-back shots within a few minutes of each other.
Yeah. Are they deserving?
To a certain extent, they are.
Okay. Chris in California. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Hi, Danette. First time, long time.
Hi, Chris.
59148. Hi, Dan. Okay, so I respect you and I listen every day, but I feel like your interview yesterday with Dave Roberts was a little softballish.
Okay.
And I just don't understand why you didn't ask him about the now severe injury to Gavin Lux and the other major changes that the team is going through this year.
The news broke after that interview, but I did think about that. I knew that Lux was injured, and that's a pilot error on my part, Chris. But this is spring training. Could I have asked about the new additions? Yes, I could. But I think the relationship that we have with Dave is more of a one-on-one type thing. We did talk about the rules and, you know, how the Dodgers or how he can take advantage of it. But you're right. You know, could I have been tougher on him? I guess. Did you say that last year when, you know, I got him to guarantee they were going to win the World Series? But, you know, I'm not going through everything on a national level. If KLAC has Dave Roberts on, then they're probably going to ask more specific stuff. And they might go, you know, position by position. But, you know, Gavin, we found out later that he's out for the season. Could I have asked for an update? Absolutely. You're absolutely right about it. And I hope it's rare when you question me with softball questions, because I try to get answers for you, but also I'm trying to entertain a national audience, not just local. And this show is carried by, you know, the station that carries the Dodgers. And hopefully we're able to, whether it's Clayton Kershaw or Dave Roberts, whoever we have on, that we ask appropriate questions. But also I'm trying to entertain a nation. And could I have been better? Absolutely. You know, Chris, there's not an interview that I do where I couldn't have been better. There's not an interview that I do where I don't second guess it. So I don't take it lightly. I take great pride in the ability to interview, but you have an opinion and, you know, there's some validity to that. Should I have asked about Gavin Lux? Absolutely. Gotten an update, but understand the approach that we have is probably different from, you know, Petros and Money doing the afternoon show. So, thank you for the phone calls. More phone calls
thank
coming up.
Thank you for ruining my day.
No, I'm all right. I'm all right. No. It's, you know, we take great pride in that. Magic Johnson will join us coming up. How can I screw this up?
Because I know that sometime next week you're going to be like, well, I could have asked Gavin Lux the question, but
no,
it'll linger for a minute.
It will. I'll go, I wonder what Chris would have asked this guest.
Well, you should have gotten some. We got Magic coming up.
So. Oh, I know. Let's take a break. Come on. Don't be petty, Dan. I'm not. Take a break. Maybe I could have some moonshine here coming up.
Mid-show moonshine?
Late-show moonshine. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. I just got my new clubs, PXG. They shipped them. First of all, I went to get fitted at PXG and located in Scottsdale. Wonderful, wonderful facility. Go in there, had a great person who was fitting me for my clubs, and I decided that it's time to step up to PXG. Well, you know, Darius Rucker is the one that first told me about PXG a couple of years ago. He's like, dude, you gotta upgrade. You gotta go in, get fitted. And we had the opportunity. They have thousands and thousands. They have so many unbelievable patented technologies. They deliver unrivaled performance, unmistakable feel, highest quality, most durable, most innovative materials available. They didn't spare any cost on this. They wanted the best. You can shop or schedule a fitting at pxg.com, 844-PLAY-PXG, or a PXG store near you. Swing some of PXGs, and you'll be just like me. You'll have no doubt. It'll make you a better golfer. And ask about the golf balls that they just came out with. Nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Yeah, Paul.
That's because you weren't dancing close up with Melissa Farzan during a Journey song in eighth grade like I was. Yeah. It's a good time in my life. I don't know if the music's great.
Yeah, but I was a DJ at the time when Journey was really big. Therefore, you played Journey all the time.
So you're bothered by it because the man was telling you to play it.
Yes, yes. And Steve Perry has very unique voice, but I just wasn't a Journey fan.
So Journey is like the Cowboys for you. Management told you to put more in the rotation. You didn't have your choice of the music when you're DJing, right? Only you had limited choice.
Yes, yes. There were certain songs that you had to play. They were in a quicker rotation. You know, we weren't doing B-sides back then. This program brought to you by Mercedes. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more. MBUSA.com. Magic Johnson has partnered with Coke Zero Sugar for a new March Madness-inspired TV commercial launch campaign alongside Tamika Catchings, Little Dicky, Travis Bennett, a.k.a. Taco, and Magic Johnson joining us on the program. When was the last time you played pickup basketball?
Oh, my goodness, Dan. It's been a lot of years, man. I probably 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
But do you miss, do you shoot around at all?
Yeah, yeah, I shoot around, but I don't play pickup anymore. The fun comes when, the great thing is the gym that I work out every morning at has a full court basketball court, so I'm able to go in there and shoot because I work out so early, so a lot of people are not there. So that works out because I love to shoot. Matter of fact, you know, some days I just go in there and shoot for like a half hour, 45 minutes.
But I wondered how you would be, given everybody has to shoot the three or wants to shoot the three now, how do you think your game would be in the modern era or today?
Oh, it wouldn't change any because what I do, what I specialize in, is still as needed in the game today. That's coming down on that fast break and passing it to people and putting them in a position to score. So now instead of shooting, passing it to the guys that they can do the slam dunk or the layup, I'll be passing it for them to shoot the three-point shot. So, and then you have to remember, centers are not centers. So when I played, you had at least 2 7-footers almost on the court. Now you don't have that. So, man, I'll be driving that to that basket. and I won't have no resistance in today's game, right?
But so, what do you think you could have averaged if you wanted to?
In playing, if I was just an offensive-minded guy?
Yeah, let's say you had the green light like Jordan did.
Oh, yeah. Well, I probably wouldn't average as much as him, but I could have averaged 28, 29, 30 points a game. That was easy. I did that my whole career in high school. I could have did that at Michigan State, too, but it's not about that for me. What it was about was I wanted to win. So when I saw that we had scorers like Jamal and Kareem and Norm, when I got to the Lakers, I just said, hey, I want to win. So I just said, I'm going to, whatever I need to score to help us win, that's what I'm going to do. And so when Pat Riley finally gave me the green light when Kareem had got older, my years now I'm averaging 24, 25 points a game. I could have did that when I walked in. And so, but it's about winning. I didn't care about that. And even today, I still don't care. I just want to win. I want to win, So I've always been like that, and I will always be like that.
Is it possible Kareem is underrated?
Oh, for sure. You know, we have to remember that Kareem is the most decorated winner in basketball history. There's nobody has a resume, right? From high school on, there's nobody. Think about everything that he did. He won almost every state championship in high school. He won every national championship in college and was the college player of the year every single year. And he would have won 4 if freshmen were allowed to play at that time. Like, I could play as a freshman in the NCAA. He couldn't do that. He had to wait till the next year. So when I think about his full resume, right, there's no greater winner, probably him and Bill Russell would be the two dudes who has had the most decorated career in terms of winning.
If not Michigan State, where were you going?
Michigan probably, because remember they had just played in 1978. Michigan and Indiana had played for the national championship. That's the last time a team, I think, was undefeated when Indiana and Bobby Knight had, I think it was 32-0, I believe. And so they played Michigan, though, for the championship, right? That's the last time two teams from the same conference ended up in the championship. So Michigan was my second choice, but I'm glad I chose the green and white and Michigan State.
If I would have switched you and Larry Bird and you played for Indiana State and Larry played for Michigan State, who would have won that national title?
Wow. Now, you know, Dan, I'm not going to sit here and say I would have lost any game, man.
Okay. I just thought I'd put it out there.
You know, You know, he would say the same to you, right? If you asked him the same thing, if he had went to Michigan State, he going to say he would do well. And I'm going to say the same thing. I would have did well at Indiana State. Now, if he would have played with Greg Kelcer in that championship, wow, we would have had a hard time beating him probably, because people forget that Greg Kelcer was really special.
Did you understand the like what you and Larry were bringing together in that national title game and then later took it to the NBA?
I don't think we understood, Dan, until after, you know, when they told us it was it had been and still is the number one watch game in college basketball history. You know, we knew it was special because they were undefeated. And he was college basketball player of the year, and I was runner-up to that, right? I think it was the first time, Dan, that two guys, the two best players, met for the national championship.
But when did you realize you two were alike?
Oh, I mean, I knew that in college. And then when we got into the pros, it just really put the stamp of approval on that the fact that we were so much alike. And then when we shot a commercial, because we, in the early beginning, we hated each other. You know, we had to, because he ended up on the Celtics, I ended up on the Lakers. And so you knew that there was going to be, hatred there, because the Celtics had beat the Lakers, I think 7 straight times, I believe. And so, and then we met, and then they beat us in 84. So I had to hate him. I had to hate the Celtics. And then when we shot that commercial, I believe in 87, at his house in French Lick, Indiana, that's when we became friends. And that's when we finally said, you know what, we're more alike than we are different, because we're both Midwest boys. We're close to our family. We also changed the game of basketball together, whether that was in college or the NBA. And then we always were about making our teammates better, right? We'd rather pass than shoot a lot of times. And so two big guys that could handle the basketball, that would do anything to win. And so, I love Larry Bird. That's my man. And so I think the thing that is special, Dan, was that he made me better and I made him better. And so, and that's why I think, Dan, even when I think about what's happening right now, right, this campaign is happening over March Madness, right? The Coke Zero, Zero Sugar is going on March Madness. It's going to be amazing. Dave and Travis are two cool guys who we shot this commercial for Coke Zero Sugar in a bodega. And what are we talking about, right? Who's the best ever? Just like you and I just talk about Larry and myself and what team was the best and was Kareem the best. We had that same debate in this commercial. And then I show up when Dave and Travis are having that debate. I show up and really grab the Coke Zero Sugar and walk out. And it's an amazing commercial. I'm happy that I'm doing it. And I'm happy that it's airing during March Madness, too.
Yeah, it's going to air for the first time during Duke of North Carolina. Dave Bird and Travis Bennett, Tamika Catchings, we're talking to Magic Johnson. It's a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar ads featuring Magic and company. Did you have to hate Michael Jordan as well, that you said you had to hate Larry Bird?
I didn't get a chance to hate Michael because of the fact that, you know, we played one time. I think because of the relationship with Larry happened in college in terms of us, Indiana State, Michigan State. Then it carried over to the two most storied franchises in NBA history, the Celtics and the Lakers. And we played so many times, that's why I think we hated each other and disliked each other in terms of the Celtics, Lakers, Larry and I. Michael, I think the dislike might have came more of the Bulls and Celtics, right? Because they're in Eastern Conference and they played so many times. But we only really, that one time in 91 when they beat us. And so I didn't have a chance to hate Michael, but we're good friends, and I love MJ and what he stands for, what he's built, not only on the court but off the court, his business. So it's great.
Can LeBron surpass Michael in your eyes?
I don't know. I don't know. It might take a couple more championships to do that. LeBron is special, and I don't want people to always get mad over, you know, we got to celebrate both guys. I mean, Michael is the best, and we should celebrate him, and we should celebrate LeBron. And so I hate when people get mad at you if you take one or the other, and we should just say, hey, Michael is special. And I always say he's special because, and he's the best to me because he never lost in the NBA Finals. And he's averaged over 30-something points a game. I mean, the guy is just unbelievable. And so, but LeBron is special, too, in his own right, too. And people shouldn't forget that either. But when it all said, if you come at me and you ask me, that's who I'm going to go with, is MJ.
Magic, thank you, and good luck with the campaign. Great to talk to you again.
You too, Dan. Take care of yourself, brother.
Magic Johnson, partnered with Coke Zero Sugar, a new March Madness-inspired TV commercial. And always good to talk to him. You know what I forgot to ask him? About A.C. Green's, you know, not having sex when he was playing.
How could you not ask him?
I know.
Should have been the first question.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
He's on a list.
I know. Sometimes, you know, I can't get to those tough questions.
Softball, come on.
Softball Sally.
Dad, you're better than that. You're better than that. Come on.
As far as asking the right question?
Yes.
No Norm Nixon questions. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Yes, Paul.
It would be great if you asked him, how do you feel about Gavin Lux and the hidden field situation with the Dodgers?
Oh, wow.
Just work that in there.
You should have asked him about
skip the Laker questions and ask about the Dodgers hidden field situation.
All right. I know. We're just having fun. That's all.
That's okay. It won't be a topic for the next 2 years.
No, it won't. No. People are already suggesting that we come up with a T-shirt honoring Chris in California.
What would Chris ask?
Yeah.
WWCA?
I love this audience. No, it's a K.
Oh, my bad.
Chris with a K.
It's good journalism.
I love when people, they're just so in on the joke already that within seconds of that happening, Mike Weatherby says, T-shirt idea, WWCA.
Yeah.
The Gavin Lux fallout.
I love it. Let me take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learned. What's in store tomorrow?
Good luck getting past that one.
Okay.
That's the last one. I'm done.
Giving that to him.
I'm done.
Yeah. He's had a rough run. Let's give it to him. Come on.
All right. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino
and Rich Davis.
And together we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude. The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You're welcome is what you want.
What are you doing?
Set the mood for later for everyone.
Bring me back to 8th grade with Pam Barkas.
So, DP, this is one of those songs you would hear, Time Life Presents.
Oh, yeah.
Love ballads of the 80s. And when you're close to that special someone, you could just put this on and let him take care of the rest.
I still ordered Zamfir and the pan flute.
Yeah.
Remember that? Zamfir and the pan flute.
Five easy payments.
Did you ever order the Columbia albums where for $1 you could order these albums? Next thing you know, you were getting a bill for, you know, a couple of $100 trying to explain that to your mom. I don't even know who was singing that song. Do you know who this is, Marv?
Paul Davis, and I just found that out.
Oh.
I was like, let me type in Cool Night, bring it in.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
MVD right there. I love it. I love where he's going with this music. Yeah.
Thank you, Todd.
Doing some damage with Cool Night.
Wait, hold on, DP. This is Deep Voice Danny territory right here.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder why all the flowers have to die. I dream about you, and now summer's come and gone.
All right. I think I need to see if I could get somebody to write me a song where I don't have to raise my voice too high, where I just keep it down in here. Maybe I could do a cover. I've already done the song by War, Low Rider. That one's in my wheelhouse. And I get to play the trumpet as well. Yes, Paul.
What are you thinking, like an early 80s ballad where you could drop it down like a Christopher Cross type song?
No, Christopher Cross had a high voice. They didn't have a deep voice.
But I'm saying your take on it.
No. I want to be just like the person that I'm singing. You know, that Barry White would come to mind.
The white Barry White?
Or Isaac Hayes. Do you remember Isaac Hayes?
Shaft.
Right on. They say this cat Shaft is a bad mother. Shut your mouth! I'm talking about Shaft. Then we can dig it. John in California. Good morning, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 6'2", a soft 180.
Soft.
I just wanted to rebut Chris's previous comments. As a fellow California listener, all we ever hear about are Dodgers, Lakers, Clippers, and occasionally my irrelevant Angels. And so listen to any radio station around there and, you know, just get all that talk. And, you know, we'd like that you have a more national view of it, and especially when it comes down to a person who's only played for less than 2 years. in Gavin Lux, it's really not that relevant from a national standpoint. So,
no, but, and thank you, John. It still, I could have asked for an update. We didn't know that he was going to be out for the season. And, you know, it's a big loss for them. And I did think about that yesterday after the show. Knowing that he got injured, I didn't know the severity of it. And then I found out right after we got off the air, and then I felt like I did a disservice there. Yes, he.
Because Chris knew.
Chris did.
And she was waiting for the question.
She was.
She knew and,
yeah.
And was waiting for
it. And she wanted me to ask Dave Roberts about the new players. Once again, we do a national show. I approach an interview as somebody who does a national show. A local show is always going to out-local me. Always. And they should. But I'm trying to make Dave Roberts interesting to somebody in North Carolina, Florida, Iowa. Introduce, you know, his personality. Go back to, you know, him guaranteeing a World Series last year. So those are just, that's my approach. That'll continue to be my approach. Marvin in Virginia joining us. Hi, Marv.
Hey, Dan. Second time, long time. Well, I'm just here at home on my third heart procedure, listening to you and getting a call in, so that's exciting.
Okay, now I just want to make sure we don't get you too excited or you laugh too hard or, like, you know, I don't want anything to happen that's already happened to you, Marv.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
But, yeah, things are smoothly sailing. Only a cardiac ablation. Just stick some wires up in your heart and burn out a few nodes. No big deal. I was calling in for a little stat of the day.
Oh, okay. Well, you want some music accompaniment?
That'd be awesome.
Okay, Marvin, for Marvin in Virginia.
John Shire, the head coach at Duke University, is the first rookie coach to go undefeated at home in the ACC.
Yep, had a win last night. I think he went 15-0. That's Marvin's stat of the day. Marvin from Virginia. Roger in Iowa. Hi, Roger. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. 6-1-2-10. I'm perfectly healthy and still watch your show every day, by the way.
Thank you.
As far as my comment, I'd like Seton to stay in his lane when discussing Frank Sinatra and his music.
Oh, okay. Is there anything you would like to say to Seton other than stay in his own lane?
I put a couple 8-tracks in at night, have a bottle of your whiskey there ready. I think things will happen.
Okay. All right. So Roger's trying to help you at home, Seton.
All right, maybe that might be my Friday night.
Do you think that if you put on Sinatra, your wife's going to go, what are you doing?
Oh, she would be like, what the hell is this?
Wait, she would say, what the hell is Sinatra?
She's like, no, she knows who Frank Sinatra is. She knows, but she knows that that's not me. She would be like, what are you doing?
Well, I revisit artists. I'll go, you know what? Maybe I didn't give that artist a fair shake. You know, like Blink 182. And I'm going to put on Paramore. You know, I'm going to go, oh, let me give another shot here.
Paramore, for real. That you could revisit them and be like, wow, there's a lot more going on here than we thought. But Blink 182, that's about as deep as it gets.
Paulie?
Like grown-ass dudes doing duty jokes at 45. What are you doing, man?
Don't we do that?
No offense.
Yeah, I think we do that. This Day in Sports History.
I'm going to yield This Day in Sports History. Oh. Let's stay with the music topic.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. All right, Mickey Mantle retired from baseball in 69. The 93 NHL expanded with Disney's named Mighty Ducks. Big mistake. Mm. Ducks aren't bad. Mighty Ducks was dumb.
Yeah.
1997, The Bottom Line 2 debuted on ESPN2. That is the scroll that we're all used to now. It debuted in this day in 97.
Also, 1994, this might be the first time this ever happened, a radio analyst was ejected from an NBA game. Portland Trailblazers radio analyst Mike Rice was ejected from the game. I think Steve Jabby. What did I learn on today's award-nominated program, Fritzy?
Irvin Magic Johnson said if he didn't go to Michigan State, he would have likely played at Michigan.
You know, I always recommend Simply Safe Home Security, and I'm not the only one. U.S. News recently named Simply Safe Best Home Security System of 2021, 22, 23. Customize the perfect system for your home. Takes just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimplySafe. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.